talking with Ozzie Plumley. I have to say that. And what's your name?
I'm Catherine.
Catherine. And Catherine, what's your maiden name?
Claire.
Claire?
LeClaire.
LeClaire. Oh, good. Okay. Did you live in Dundar?
I came to B.C. in 1943.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. From where?
Montreal.
Oh, good. Hmm. So, now, why don't we start back in the beginning when you came to Vancouver and came to work on the gardens and everything, and where you were raised, Ozzie?
Well, we arrived from England in January the 26th in 1920.
My goodness.
At the time I was 9 years old, and we settled in Richmond, Lulu Island in those days.
Oh.
And my uncle was there, had been there 10 years ahead of us, and that was who we came to. Mm-hmm. I schooled out through there until I was 13. And when I was 13, I went to work, and I've been working ever since.
Oh my goodness, you didn't go to school after age 13?
I was 14. I was working for the time I was 14.
My goodness, yes.
Over here in the Carousel, over in the big grounds that was between 37th Avenue and 41st, and the boulevard the other way, and on the east side, Maple Street.
Oh, that must have been a wonderful garden. Can you describe it? And was that owned by CPR?
Well,
or?
The story there, didn't know whether you would be of interest to you. The story there was when we arrived in 1920. It was the CPR Gardens that was at that time providing produce and whatnot for the Hotel Vancouver.
Oh, really?
And they were there at that until somewhere around about 22.
Oh.
And between 22 and 1924, it changed hands and became the a nursery by Brown Brothers and brother. Well, they were florists.
I see.
North in Vancouver and all around, with quite a few stores in that. They were big florist in those days.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, the florists had a heyday in the old days, didn't they?
Oh yes, and they took over that entire block. It was a 20 acre block between 37th Avenue and 41st.
Oh, my goodness.
And the East Boulevard and Maple Street.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
and that's where I went to work in the first part of my gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And with Brown Brothers, myself and my dad were both there at that time. Mm-hmm. My dad had been working there from about 1922 and the last years of the CPR running it. Mm-hmm. For the hotel. A large greenhouse there, and they provided produce, chicken there as well for eggs.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful during the Depression to have something like that.
Yeah, well it was for the hotel, you see,
yes,
up until they turned it over to the florists.
Florists, yeah.
And
oh my goodness. So then the vegetables weren't being grown there after the florists got it then?
Oh no. It was strictly laid out to when I went there in June of 1924.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up school in June. And I went there to work, and they were digging the bulbs that had been planted the year before out of the beds. And my dad was one of the employees, and he got me the job there. And he got a whopping amount of 25 cents an hour.
My goodness.
And we worked a 10-hour day.
My.
And 6 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
And we were there, the two of us, until 1926.
Oh.
1926, I was with one or two other small gardening people, including Ritchie Brothers, which was another florist in those days, and seedsman.
Mm-hmm.
And between then and 1926. Sometime between 26 and about 28, mm-hmm. that I went to work in Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
And the reason I got a job there was I could milk cows.
Oh, how great!
And I was living in Richmond up to this time.
I see.
And they had, there's a 10-acre plot there in the wall all around it. You know where it is.
Where it is now, tell me about it.
Oh, well, anyways, the family lived there.
Oh, yes.
And I have pictures of the house.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is why I thought it might be of interest.
Oh, yes.
That I took.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I got to work there because I could milk cows. Mm-hmm. Now they had gardens all around, but they had an enclosure which comprised probably about an acre and a half or so of the inner grounds with a fence, and they had a couple of cows there, which I milked.
Oh, wow.
And that was one of the reasons I got there to work. And I milked the cows in the morning and in the afternoon, and in between I worked as a gardener.
Oh, my.
And
so you must have started your day at about 5 in the morning.
Oh, no, they were very good that way.
Oh, they were. They wouldn't make you milk them at that hour. Oh, look. And where was Shannon?
That is the house.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's the house that faces on Granville Street.
Oh, it faces Granville East. I see. Isn't this it?
This is the side view, which was south towards 57th Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
This is the back part of the house. This is a conservatory here, and looking through there, you're looking to our garage and the stables. This is the back part and the garden.
Mm-hmm.
This is the side view facing 57th.
Mm-hmm.
And on the inside, looking up there, is a big greenhouse that was garage. And the stables where the cows were kept.
Uh-huh.
That is the rose garden.
Ooh.
Standing with your back here.
Oh, my goodness.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the job of picking the dead blooms off of there. I did a lot of work in that.
I guess so.
And this was the south side of the house. This is that's it. And then this is what they call the formal garden.
Oh, yes.
Which was down to the side.
What a grand place.
Anyways, I didn't know whether those pictures would be any good to you. But
they, not for Dunbar, but the archives might like them.
Well, yes, this is where I guess, first intrigued Terry.
Oh, yes.
Because he says, when I says, yes, I read your book, your book.
This Dunbar,
the
newsletter.
You were, we're trying to get stuff together for anywhere on the Southland development.
Right.
And I phoned him and asked him, where was your
territory?
Your territory,
yes.
And whether
that would be it. Yeah,
it would be it. And he said it was not really that.
That's right. You're only as far east as.
But anyways, that was what got me.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Into that. I thought that if they were of any good to anyone,
it's very
you could
interesting.
Get them a copy.
Oh, they would be very good for the archives. They would love it.
Yes, well,
we'll mention it and see if they wouldn't like it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite all right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I put them out.
Good.
This was a book that folks got together for me on my 90th birthday.
Oh my goodness! Oh. That's wonderful.
So that's, I didn't know what else was of an interest to you except, what I could tell you about here is that I have been up around here from Richmond in the early days, all up through here. I used to come up here and cut down Christmas trees.
Oh, right.
For us people in Richmond, they wouldn't use their old jack pines that they had out there.
Oh, no.
And so I used to come up here, and I have cut them on and around 29th, all in there around and also over at Shannon. They were just Christmas trees all through there, or you know, little small trees.
Yes.
And all bush once you got off Granville Street.
My goodness. Is Shannon still there? Is the building still there?
Oh, yes, the buildings are still there, but it's 10 acres of property and it had a brick wall built all around it. It's right on Granville Street and 57th Avenue.
57th, right.
On the northwest corner.
Oh, the northwest corner.
And it's in there, still there.
Oh, neat.
But in the meantime, when Mrs. Rogers decided and she sold it, that was in leading up to 1935. At that time, they found me a job at the sugar refinery, and that was ended my. And I never have been inside the property since then. But it went into the hands of a well-known. I think he was a horse race owner or something,
Austin Taylor.
Yeah, now, there's a connection with Dunbar. He sent his kids to St. George's.
Yeah, well, anyways, they took the home over.
Oh.
And while the first thing they did was to, we all always marveled about the inside of the place because I had been through it a few times.
Yes.
We used to go in there to move the big table when they were going to have
a big dinner or something? A
to-do.
A to-do, yes.
And but there were about 6 complete bathrooms in the place. And the first thing he did was smash them all out. They were what they call the old Pembroke baths.
Oh, yes.
They smashed them out with a sledgehammer and put in sunken baths.
Oh, my goodness.
And he, at that time, the upper story, like a penthouse on it, had never been completed. But as far as I know, in his time, it was completed on the upper story. And at one time, after he had it, I think Gracie Fields stayed there one weekend.
Forget anything.
But there's one interesting fact. While I was there, the King and Queen of Siam, I think it was, came there to visit Mrs. Rogers.
Oh.
And her car was put into the big garage. They had a garage for about 4 cars. And she left her fur in the seat of the car. And myself and another young chap there put that fur around our necks just to see if we had.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
And then, of course, after Austin Taylor went out, and I think there was a church group for a while concerned with it, but eventually, and what it is now, there are homes, you know.
Townhouses
and built in around the grounds.
I'm sure.
I don't imagine for that the pasture is not there anymore. But quite possibly the old pool that they had for the goldfish. That's that was on the side of the gap. That's the pool there.
Oh my goodness!
And this is look in there was a swimming pool.
Oh my, they had a swimming pool.
That was right on the back of the house.
Very swish.
Yeah. And they had a butler and the upstairs maid and the downstairs maid.
Oh.
And cook. There are cook there all
cook,
the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they all resided there, mm-hmm. our quarters.
Well.
The butler used to come and go from time to time, at night, like, but he wasn't there all. I think he had a room he could stay in overnight, but I mean, he...
Mostly lived out.
He'd come back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were wondering if you could tell us how long the convent has been in existence.
Actually, I've been doing some research on that particular building, and it was... the cornerstone was laid in 1912,
oh,
and it took 2 years to build, and it was finished in 1914.
When I used to ride up here in my old Ford, it was there then, with their big, tall Lombardy poplars in front of it. As a matter of fact, at that time, 33rd. Came right through here.
Oh, yes. Right.
It was a through street in those days.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And, other things that I wondered, I think I was talking to Jerry about that, was the old system of the streetcar.
Right.
Vancouver ended at 25th and Granville.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a double line up to 25th and Granville. Then it was a single line that moved over to the east side of Granville and went down to 41st, turned down for 41st and went out to Dunbar.
Right.
And it was a single car, single track, mm-hmm. and there were two trams on it. One, we'll say, at the Dunbar end, and the other single one came on at 25th and Granville.
Okay.
When it got down onto 37th, not onto 41st, just before it got past Maple Street and just a side track, and the way those cars operated so that they would never smash into one another, the one coming from 25th and Granville pulled in to a siding,
right.
and the one coming from Dunbar would come up and they'd pass there. And when they reached there, they passed one another a block of wood.
Oh, yeah.
And without that block of wood, they could not go the rest of the way. The one that was going back to 25th, he could not go until he had his block of wood. And the other, the block of wood had to be one going the other way to Dunbar. And that was
the way they did it, yeah. That's really
good. When I worked there, the one thing that we always kind of enjoyed was the man that had the observation car, Teddy Lyons.
Teddy Lyons, yeah.
Well, he used to come through there and in the good weather and down there, and he'd have to pull in too. And he was quite an interesting character because he always had something. He was stepped up from front to back. And he always standing there, and he always had a quip that he would give as he went by.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that always intrigued me, it was back in the days of boxers, Gene Tunney and Jack Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you got down just about to the boulevard, there was notice board, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And on this notice board was two of these, and they were apparently going to have a bout in and around Vancouver. And when he, down below, there was an advertisement with a beautiful young lady on it.
Oh, yes.
And as he come down and approached that, he would say, "Now, look very carefully when you get to the end of the block here. You'll see two fellas fighting over a girl." And that was his quip. You remember a thing like
that's
that.
That's right. You know, people do remember that. Were you acquainted with the people with, that used to sing and dance for the observation car? Did you know anybody who did that?
Well, I know they were on it from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know. Mostly it was in Dunbar, I think. We had quite a few people that were living in Dunbar who did that. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Used to get money thrown to them, you know.
Yeah.
So we're looking for pictures of people doing their dances and things.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that's very interesting. Now, Lulu Island was a farm community.
Oh yes, when you to get out there, you went down Granville Street and turned on Marine Drive until you came to Hudson.
Oh yeah.
You went down Hudson Street and you crossed the first bridge over to Sea Island.
Oh.
And then you turned left and you crossed the second bridge that took you over to Lulu Island proper.
Oh.
And there was an interesting thing to us was the old interurban that used to leave on the hour at Davy Street. Originally it was on the right on the this end of Granville Bridge. But then they moved it back. But anyways, the depot was there, and it left there on the hour and went through to Steveston. It was at Marpole on this railway that comes around here. They would meet at Marpole, one that had left Steveston on the hour.
Oh.
And when they got there, one would, well, they'd pass, you see, and the one that had left Vancouver went on out to Steveston and left Steveston the next end of the hour to come back to Marpole to meet them.
Isn't that something?
And in between the these cars, they had a double line through to Davy Street to Marpole.
Oh.
And they had locals on there. They ran it about every 15 minutes from the city out through and stopped at Carisdale. And the name of the station at 57th and the Boulevard was Strathcona Station.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was the name that was used then. And then it went around the circle. Same route as it does now.
Oh, sure.
And in Richmond, the car bridge used to go just past Marpole going east and then turned and went over the river on a bridge of its own.
Oh.
And they had a breakdown of that bridge when we were at school, I remember, just around Christmas. And they couldn't get us to and from school. We had about 5 or 6 weeks out of school.
Oh, my goodness.
While I repaired the bridge.
Oh, that's interesting.
And if you were unlucky enough to miss the 11 o'clock one from Davy Street out to Richmond, after it went past at 11:30 out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then came back.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get another one out to Richmond after 11:30.
Oh.
So
you were stuck.
We used to, if we didn't get there in time, we used to go across that car bridge.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I guess you've seen trestles.
Yes, yes.
Well, it was just two stringers and the ties on it, and then the rails, and on big timbers.
Yeah.
And if you were on that bridge when the thing came through, you had to get down and sit on the beams below.
Oh, bad.
As it sailed over your
head. Oh, my gosh.
That was if you were late getting.
If you're late getting to school and trying to make it yourself.
Getting home at night.
Getting home at
this
night.
Is
oh, yeah.
When we got younger. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was your way to get home. Well, I mean, that was.
Yeah.
See, from Hudson Street into Sea Island, and then over onto Lulu Island.
Lulu,
you cut it off because the bridge just went straight from Marpole over the bridge on.
I see.
Home.
Oh, well, that you got a shortcut then.
So yes, it was a shortcut.
Oh, interesting. Well, there was a lot of dairy farming in Lulu Island, I think.
Oh, it was. It was a pool of water
a
lot of the winter.
Oh, my goodness.
It flooded, you know, we got our usual rains here in the fall sometimes you'd go out to dig your potatoes, mm-hmm. and they'd be digging them out of a hole, you know, yeah. and the water sucked
would come in. Yeah, dear.
That was before they got the drainage.
Oh, but, yes.
But they did have drainage ditches mm-hmm. then. But, you know, the number 3 road out mm-hmm. there, that's yeah. the Wayne Main one. Mm-hmm. Well, that had a ditch would be about 2/3 the size of this
Ooh.
Room.
Wow.
And about 8 foot deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the main ones. There was another one on what is now Canby Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Richmond, as a matter of fact, had been laid out for farmland.
Mm.
And it was all laid in and surveyed in, what do they call them? One mile squares.
1 mile squares.
See, so your roads had, if you were on 3, it was 1 mile to 4, another mile
oh
to 5,
goodness.
Another mile
oh,
to 6.
Well, that's how they
going
figured
that
it.
Way.
I get it.
And the oddball of the bunch was the River Road.
Mm-hmm.
That was 17.
Right.
Well, then 17, the next one you got going the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least going
east
and west,
mm-hmm.
was number 18.
Oh.
And, a road to be going to east and west was mm-hmm. 18. 19 in those days didn't go through.
Oh.
19 is what is now Westminster Highway.
Oh, I see.
Going through to New Westminster.
Oh.
That is apart from the new throughway that they put in.
I see.
And number 3 road went right down to the river, and number 4 road went through, and then number 5 was the road that took off from, you had a Fraser Bridge in those days
mm-hmm.
over Fraser Street,
yes.
and that was number 5 road going north and south,
mm-hmm.
and on the end of it at the river
mm-hmm.
was the old ferry which
oh.
took you to Ladner.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And,
Delta.
Hmm. And if we didn't get that old ferry, to come back from Ladner, I know when we had young people's group visiting,
mm-hmm.
We would go over there. If you didn't get the last ferry back, you went to New Westminster and Long Marine Drive
oh
back.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
That's a long one.
Yeah, that was how you got back.
Oh, boy.
By car.
Oh, my car.
Well,
there was a car.
We had old
really
beat-up cars.
Yeah.
I had a 1918 at one time, and then later on a 1922 Ford.
The Fords were main cars then, I guess.
Yeah, but you could buy them for about $1,800-$1,900, I think, in those days.
Oh, my. And they were on the steering wheel was on the right, wasn't it, for a while? The steering wheel was on the
right.
Yeah,
it was here, right, too. Yeah, we used to, we used to follow the riverbank in mm-hmm. Richmond when it was foggy.
Oh, yes.
And they were very handy in that way because the steering wheel was on the driving side. Of the road,
mm-hmm.
and you could see the riverbank. You'd follow along the road and keep the riverbank. That's how you got around the fogs.
I see. Oh my goodness!
There were bad fogs.
Pretty bad,
days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh goodness!
And it was very wet and soggy.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the first year we were here, my uncle and his partners had put in a garden for us.
Mm.
And it rained. I'll say it rained from September through to March.
Yeah,
every day.
Oh.
At one time. And I can remember helping my dad dig the potatoes, and you put the fork in to get the potatoes out, and the water filled in. It was really, really wet. And then again, we had some very cold weathers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime starting into maybe the end of September, maybe sometimes before the end of September, and you'd have 6 weeks of cold, frosty weather.
Oh.
And there were times when it was cold enough, we could, by ducking under the fences, we could skate through some of the fields.
Sure.
We used to do that, I know, from in around Camby Station. Mm-hmm. That's 1920 Road, that is not. And you duck under the fences, and we used to go up there, and we'd skate in the inside oval of the old Vancouver or Richmond horse
racetrack. The old racetrack, yes.
Yeah, that was before they built another one over by Lansdowne.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Two there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Oh, so, it's fascinating.
So far in the past that right. It's hard to drag them all the images back.
Oh, yeah, but it's coming. It's wonderful. Now, where did you meet Catherine?
We were both members of the AYPA.
Oh, we're Anglican.
Anglicans. She was at AYPA at Holy Trinity.
Yes.
And I was on the, it was after we moved out this way. We had an AYPA out at St. Albans and Richmond at one time.
Oh.
And I used to travel back and forth here to, I can remember coming to St. Philip's when they had the hall no church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we had a drama group out there in connection with their little church out there. Mm-hmm. And I can remember coming over to St. Philip's when they just had the hall and no church.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put up some kind of a stage for us, and we put our plays on there.
Oh, fine.
and with that moving around, I guess I met Kay during those years. That was 1940s, 47, 48.
Oh, yes.
Later.
Oh,
yes.
On towards the 50s.
And from 1935 on, I built a house in Marple.
Oh.
Down from Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving, back and forth between. I used to come up to St. Philip's quite regularly, visiting around.
Sure, that was your social life.
Playing badminton sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Do you ever use the pool or the bowling lanes down below?
Well, I have, yes, but my other connection was with the Camp Arda band, which was the church, and we used to get together back in the early years. One time I looked after one of the camps for the boys, and we had an alumni group, and we used to get together about once a year up here at St. Philip's.
Oh, yeah.
And when we were up there, the odd time, I remember bowling with the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of work back and forth to the church on Gambier Island.
Oh, in Gambier.
Mm-hmm. Camp Arda Band,
yes.
So I got around a lot
mm-hmm.
in Greater Vancouver.
Great. Now, did you have children?
Hmm?
You have children?
Yeah, we got two.
We have two children, two daughters.
Oh, that's...
Neither of them lives close by now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes,
one's 700 away, and the other's about... nearly 300 to Kamloops, is it?
Oh,
200 and something to Kamloops.
Oh my goodness. Are you going to move there eventually, do you think?
Well, and Ozzy loves his garden.
Oh, yes. So I can look at it.
As long as we're able to cope with that,
that's right.
We'll probably be happy to see.
That's right. Oh, yes. I got a call from a landscaper here who says she has somebody who wants to look after a garden. She has one of her employees is from El Salvador.
Oh.
And he would like to have a garden to mind.
This is certainly an area where people do have gardeners.
Right.
And usually they're Orientals.
Yes.
They seem to have businesses.
That was what my dad eventually ended up as a gardener.
Oh, good.
He was a gardener for Lumberman Ray McRae. A contractor.
Oh.
And he was down on Marple Avenue as you came in from top of the hill at Granville.
Oh, coming right. Up. Oh, for goodness sake.
16. Dad was there, and then he went from there to the golf club.
Mm-hmm.
It was 47th and Granville.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
over there.
For goodness sake.
That's where he ended up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Did you have any brothers?
No.
No? Any sisters?
Oh, well, yes. I had a brother. So long since he was out in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy's one of the survivors.
Yeah, it seems to be quite.
I have a sister still, one younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
When we came to Canada, there was four girls and myself.
Oh, my.
And after we were in Canada, I had a brother that was 17 years younger than me.
My
in
goodness.
Richmond.
Wow.
He spent his schooling and whatnot up there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't live too late.
So did you bring your daughters up here in Dunbar then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what school did they go to then?
Well, when they started school, it was in the little annex to Southlands.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then they went to Southlands, and then they went to Point Grey.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like our children also had the same schools.
Yes.
Do you remember anything about the schools at all?
Well, both my daughters were quite interested in sports.
Oh.
And so they played volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And volleyball they started really early on when they were down at Southlands.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The little annex, I guess it didn't exist too much longer after they had started.
I see.
I just can't remember the exact year when they tore that down.
That was,
Janice played.
It was 1967,
yes.
I think. Yes. Our daughter, we moved here in 65, and it didn't last too much longer.
Janice played on the volleyball team for a Canadian juniors. She went to Montreal.
They were called the Chimos.
That was their name, yeah.
Oh.
And they also went down as far as California one trip, didn't they?
Oh,
right.
Yes. So they really toured around.
Did she go to Hawaii, wasn't they?
Yes. Mexico. She went to Mexico City and broke her ankle, or didn't break her ankle, sprained it.
Oh,
so she didn't get to play.
Oh, too bad. But that led to lots of traveling. And
yes,
interesting. And it all started at Southland.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. And I have some pictures of a team, and we're not sure when the picture was taken or, who all the girls were.
Janice, let me think. Janice was born in 1956, so it would be 1961 before she would go to school, so it would be during the 60s that they would be down at Southlands.
Would you like to take these pictures with you?
Well, I would like to, except that I don't trust myself at the moment. But I know where they are, what I'll do is
contact the archives. I can just lift them off any time.
Okay. The archives might be interested in them. The trouble is that they usually want the originals, so unless we made a copy of them, you would have
to give up your originals.
Yes.
But maybe it would be nice to know that they were being incorporated in something.
Some history,
They mean more to Ozzy than they will to
your
anything
children.
Anything else in here is just to do with.
Oh, there's a streetcar.
that's the ones in Frisco.
Oh, the Frisco, that's right.
We took a boat trip.
Oh, fun. Oh, great.
But anyway, we have that.
That's wonderful. Maybe I should get Janice's phone number. Just you remember it offhand, Janice?
She lives in Alberta.
Oh, she lives in Alberta.
Yes.
Well, the one in Kamloops.
Yes, I can't remember it offhand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've written down.
I have Janice's written out too, I think.
Yes.
In my book.
Hazel's number is 250. Mm-hmm. 851-2146. And her name, she uses her name Plumbly.
Plumbly, she does. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, interesting. So that's Hazel. That's just in case the pictures don't get to the archives in time. And so that sounds as though I've got pretty much what I need.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Do you have time to have a cup of tea?
Well, that's very kind of you.
Okay.
Yeah, about 15 minutes.
I'll hop along.
Okay.